Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome. My name is Chris. I'm a grateful debtor and an appointed committee member of the General Service Board, International Committee. I'll be your moderator today. This is a fellowship-wide 90-minute phone workshop hosted by the General Service Board, International Committee. We were going to have three speakers. It looks like we're going to have just two speakers. A person from Prague had something come up last minute. So our two speakers will have a little extra time to share their experience, strength, and hope. And they're going to share about their recovering in DA outside of the U.S. So glad that everybody's here today. Let's start with a serenity prayer. To be able to speak, press star 6, and you'll be unmuted, and we can say the serenity prayer. God,
grant me
the serenity
to accept the things I cannot change,
courage to change the things I can,
and the wisdom to know the difference.
I'm mine.
Okay, and I'm just going to turn off the entrance and exit chimes. Just give me a second here. Okay, so before we get started, I have a couple of housekeeping items about the format for today's call. We'll have a few introductory readings, and then each of our two speakers will share for 20, now let's say they have maybe 25 minutes since we just have the two speakers instead of three. And after the last speaker, we'll have open sharing and questions for the remainder of the call. At that time, if you'd like to share or have a question or comment for one of our speakers, you're going to unmute by pressing star 6, telling us your name and, if you'd like, where you're from. And right now, if everybody could just press star 6, and that will keep the call quiet. So this call is being recorded, but we'll only record the speaker portions of the call. The later question and answer and sharing portion, I will turn off the recording, and that will not be recorded. So let's get started. I've asked committee member Dayton and trustee of the General Service Board to read the 12 steps.
Hi, I'm Dayton. I'm a compulsive debtor and Class A trustee of the GSB. I'm glad to be on this call. The 12 steps of Debtors Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over debt, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Ten, committed to continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive debtors and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
Thank you, Dayton. Maureen, a DA member from New York, will read the tradition of the month, Tradition 2.
Thanks for your service, Chris. Hi, Maureen, compulsive debtor. Tradition 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern.
Thanks, Maureen. Maureen will also be our timekeeper today. Each speaker can start by letting Maureen know how they'd like their time broken down. And as I had said, we had planned on 20 minutes for each of the three speakers, and now we have two speakers. So please feel free to take an extra 5 minutes and let Maureen know that. So I'd like to introduce our first speaker, Petra from Stockholm, Sweden. Petra, just press star 6 and come on in. If you're there, Petra, we cannot hear you yet. It might be a matter of pressing star 6.
Okay, now you can hear me.
Yes, we can. Great.
Okay.
Thanks,
Petra. Okay, good. Yeah, this was I don't know. I'm Petra. I'm a recovering debtor and under-earner. I don't know if I can speak 25 minutes, but I will do my best. I will see what happens. I have written down some stuff, and then I will speak freely also. Okay. I started DA 4 years ago in 2015. The Swedish group is small, so I know from reading a book before it can take time, so an AA book, and it was another book, AA and others, a 12-step book, it could take time for a group to grow. So I decided to commit and come every week. And it doesn't matter if I'm sit there alone or somewhere else will be there. So since then I have been to every meeting if I was in town. Or I already know that debting and under-earning was my biggest problem, and the most of intensity in my life came from this problem, and also the vagueness. So before finding DA in 2015, I tried everything else on my own to find a solution. So I have had this problem since when I started debting, when it started to show like 1988-89 it started. So it's many years, and I have a big old debt, and I tried everything I tried to get rid of my debt. Only the only thing that happened, the debt became bigger. So when I find the A, I was have a big resentment. I've done everything I thought was possible, but I didn't understand in the beginning to being this helplessness. I understand helplessness, but I didn't understand it in the way you talk about it in the 12 steps programs. So I have nothing else to do, nowhere else to go. So my debting started when I was 24 years old. Before, I was in a very bad and abusive relationship. And when I get out of it, I find my husband, and we started doing business together. For my dream was to become debt-free. And I didn't have a lot of debt this time. And doing business. But I didn't do it with God. But it took many, many years for me to understand it. First, when I came to DA, I understand it. So I was in the beginning very against taking loans, bank loans. So I would take my first bank loan when I was 23 with my former boyfriend. And the thing is, my parents originally are from Germany, and they grew up under the war. And my mother told me a lot about economy. But when after I take my first loan, it was like open the gates and then things starting happen out of my control. So the more I wanted to control things, the more things just get ahead of me. So my father was a debtor, but he abandoned the family when I was 3 years old, and leaving my mother with debts. My mother had no problem, but it was a few hard years for her to handle her debts within herself and get help from other people. So she never have get debts anymore in her life, and she has never had. But the thing is, both me and my brother are debtors. And because no one told me this exists, I struggled many, many years for it. So I can really say, after I leave this abusive relationship, and I can say nowadays it was like acting outwardly from a love addiction. And when I stopped and I was getting more anorectic in my love addiction, I started acting out in money, in debting. So I become a debtor, and I didn't know this name, but I can see it now when I look back in my history. So when I came 2015 today, I was more willing to do everything, because I have tried everything before to make a change in my life and never succeeded. So every year, I have my birthday in March. Every year in March, my economy go downwards. So I started January, I started the A. So I almost have no money. I always live for survival. And I always survive, but not more than that. So it's like I have a lot of intensity coming always from this lack of money. So the only thing for me was starting to go to meetings. And because in Sweden the meetings are not so many. There are a lot of people, I think, are debtors in Sweden too, but not many people are willingness to give up their freedom for money. So it takes a lot for you to give up, because it's the first thing we get when we are adults. We can take care of our money ourselves. So few people want to give this up. And in Sweden, it's also very usual that when you go to university, you take student loans, and everyone can do it. So almost people who have gone to university, they are in the form of debting. So debting is very used, but people don't see it that way. So therefore, I think many people have a hard time to give up before they have these big problems. So for me, it was very good to find DA. And after finding DA, I don't pay my rent late anymore. I haven't make a loan without security in 4 years. So I change completely the way of handling things. And during this time, I had a business and I stopped the business. A lot of things happened, but I never need to debt anymore. So this is a big, big, big change in my life after 25 years of debting in every way. So for me, it's the totally change for me handling money and keeping the records, what you do with your money every day, and always have enough money to pay for rent and money and all its like internet expenses and and electricity and so on. So I really like this program. Also, it's sometimes it's hard for other people to understand, because they often told me that I don't have so many debts like you, Petra, but it's not this, because I have seen during the years that it's not the amount of money you are debting, it's the way you think, the way you handle money, and the way you handle your life. So it's a big difference going to the meetings, and since last year I also started doing the steps. And for me it's like, I have not doing any debting for 4 years, but I haven't found the solution for my old debts yet. And the thing, so when I do the steps now and give up in another way like I do before, things starting to happen in a new way in my life. So I can also see, okay, you can go to meetings, but it's also very important to do the steps. and I found a Swedish sponsor. And it's not, we have not many sponsors in Sweden at all. And for me, it was also like doing and find a sponsor in America was not so good, because a lot about money and doing this is about feelings. And when I talk to you now in English, I can talk English, but the thing is hearing it in Swedish and being in contact with the feelings is much easier for me in Swedish, because I speak three languages. Because my parents come from Germany, I also have many years growing up in Germany. So it's like I'm always also separated in myself in different languages. So it's a little bit hard maybe for other people to understand. But to speak about recovering in DA is meeting people and see them coming to meetings from the beginning, and when they start going there, when we share each other, for each other, when we read the 12 steps and the 12 traditions, and we can and see people transforming also when we are a little group here. But it's a big, big change. And for me, it's like I always like, I'm very thankful for finding DA and finding this solution and to turn my life around in this way. And I'm looking forward to do much, much bigger stuff in the future. Because it's like I've seen, if you have harm against other people, it also stops you from listening. So also doing the prayers, the third steps prayers, also open up. Because I was in a business meeting a few days ago, and this guy I was meeting was, I have met 9 years ago, and there was a lot of harm inside of me. And then I used the harm prayer and the third step prayer, and then everything changed, and I could have a very good business meeting. So for me, it's very, very important to use the tools we get from the program and put it in my daily life, because when things going hard, it's easy to forget the prayers and the steps. But to find always a way to come back to them every day and to see and remember, and when I remember where I came from and my struggle all the life, and now when I have my higher power, I'm not alone anymore, and it's changed my life completely. So I have to like tap on my shoulder and tell me, Petra, remember, look where you have come from 4 years ago and where you are now. When the resentment comes, and like use the prayer. And for me, it's the most important thing today is, and it took me quite a while to understand, it's a serenity prayer. Because one of the things I have in DA was intensity. So it could also be good intensity, like I see a new possibility. But maybe also if you see a new possibility, you have to be calm. And if I use a serenity prayer, I get calm inside. So for me, the most important things nowadays is to become calm inside, so I don't go in the feelings of wow, this is new. Oh, I like this, and so on. Because this is one of my most, also have a big problem with me in DA, because things could look very good in the beginning, but if I'm not calm inside myself and use my prayers, I could take decisions so I forgot what could happen in the future. So one of my problems I seen in the last few months, I never realized it before, was like, and my sponsor told me, you make decisions before you, who have made you poor in the long way. So for me, it's incredibly important to get calm inside. So also when someone is coming with a big opportunity, I have to think about it and slept over it and ask some people. The most important thing is I have to ask other people before I act. Because opportunity could look very good, but maybe it's not for me. Maybe it's very good for other people, but not for me. So maybe it's not good for my situation to take this opportunity just now. And therefore, the serenity prayer is very, very important for my healing in DA. And I have to tell it to myself when something good is coming my way. So I don't just rush away and take it, because it's not, for me, it's not like buying a lot of stuff. For me, it's a problem to see a good possibility. Maybe you can change your future with it, and then you pay your hard-earned money, and it looks like a good opportunity, but it's maybe not the right thing for me just now. Because you also have to think it's everything can change. So I have also to, it's important to, for me, for my recovery in DA, to see and to use serenity prayer and to call out and ask people before I act. Because you say in Swedish, it's not everything is gold or shiny. So it could shine very much, but it's not everything is gold. And it could be, for me, it's not gold. Maybe it's gold for someone else. But this is a big lesson I also have learned. And there is also, there came the intensity and the vagueness. So it's things I have to look upon, and I really have to ask my higher power for help, because I'm very weak when opportunity comes my way. So this also, DA has helped me a lot with the prayers and with calling out and asking other people, because when opportunity comes my way, I get blind. I have like a blind, I get like I couldn't see anymore. I couldn't see clearly. So the program is helping me to change it in a long way. To check how many minutes did I speak? I didn't know.
19 minutes, so you could go.
19 minutes, okay. I never think I could speak so long when I say yes to this. Okay, so I will stop there, and I will say, like, the thing, people have to come and look into DA and be a type of humble, because it's a lot of, it can change your life in the, because money is a big part of our lives, and it goes to every part of our life. And when we work with DA, it changes not only the way we handle money, it changes a lot of other stuff, because it changes you from the inside out. This I also have learned since being a part of the membership. So I will stop there now. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Petra. Appreciate it. Wonderful. Okay, so we'll move to our next speaker, Allison. Allison, are you there and ready to start sharing? Press star 6 and come on in.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Great. Thanks very much, Chris. Thank you very much for asking me to share. Thanks, Petra, for your share. Maybe you could give me a signal at 20 minutes.
Sure.
Yeah, great. Thank you very much. So my name is Allison, and I'm a recovering compulsive debtor. Very honored to be asked to speak, and just nice as well to connect with the U.S. where the program started, and to kind of to share what it's like outside of the US and in different countries. So it's really nice to hear about Sweden. So I'm based in Dublin, Ireland, and I've been coming to DA since 2002. So I was in another 12-step fellowship when somebody told me about DA, and I did think, you know, it did ring a bell with me. It did sound like something for me, but there didn't seem to be a meeting in Ireland at the time. And then another 12 members of the same fellowship recommended a book to me, and the book also mentioned DA. So I started keeping my numbers, and then one day, a few months later, I was sitting in a meeting, and I saw a poster for a DA meeting in Dublin. So I went along. It was a Wednesday meeting, and I went along. That was in May 2002, and there was a member there who had started the meeting the previous January or February. And he wasn't long back, moved back from the U.S. He was Irish, and he sat there on his own, I think, for, you know, quite a number of meetings, and just trusting in his higher power. And I was so grateful that he had done that. And so when I joined the meeting, there were about three members there already. I think I kind of made a fourth around that anyway. And so that was, it was back in 2002, but I had been debting all my life. I was in my mid-30s then. I had just moved back from Germany. I had lived in Germany for 10 years and a couple of other places before that. And I started debting when I first had money. When I first had pocket money, I used to spend it as soon as I had it. I know my sister used to buy me things because she felt sorry for me because all my pocket money was gone, and I'd spend it on sweets and candy to kind of comfort myself. And then when I was 19, I got an opportunity to study abroad, but I didn't qualify. I didn't win the scholarship, but my dad said, well, look, you know, we're going to make this happen, and he took me to get a student loan. And my dad, God bless him, is also a debtor, and so is his dad, as far as I can gather. Who's my grandfather, who I never met, went bankrupt. And so I got a student loan, and I went to study abroad. And I used to get money sent to me from the bank once a month, and I would always I'd always spend it before it was time for the next check to come along. So I used to borrow off friends. And when I finished college, I wasn't able to graduate at first as well because I hadn't paid the fees. But my siblings kind of helped me out and paid off my fees. So I settled in Germany, and I was working there, probably under earning. I had a master's in business, and I was doing casual work. I started to teach English, made a bit more money that way, but was under earning. And I think under earning for me has been kind of probably the most. I've certainly always overspent, and I've always spent that bit more. Not since I got recovery, but, you know, I used to always spend just that bit more than I had. But I wasn't a wild spender. It was just enough to keep me under pressure and keep me in stress. But I did under-earn a lot. Sorry, can I just get a check on the time? Because I meant to time myself. Just because of a few things I want to say. How far in am I at?
You've spoken for 5 minutes, so you have 15 more to get to 20.
Right. Okay. Super. That's great. Thanks. I'm just going to time myself so that I can just stick to what I want to say. I got, you know, I didn't have a credit card because I didn't really, I wouldn't have qualified for a credit card, but I had an overdraft, and I was always in overdraft, and then I got a loan to pay off the overdraft, and then I started overdrawing again, and I kept trying to start over, and I could never understand why it wouldn't work, and I was very down on myself because of that. And I just thought, you know, there was something wrong with me, that I couldn't seem to deal with my money, and other people could. And I have a distinct memory as well when I was living in Germany of standing behind somebody standing in line for the cash machine, and somebody taking out lots of cash, and I just thought, you know, but they've got all this cash. Why can't they give me some of it? They've got loads, you know. And I just didn't, you know, I just didn't really take responsibility at all for my own situation. And any time that I did, I would go from feeling like it wasn't my fault at all to feeling like I was the worst person in the world. So, you know, I couldn't seem to move past it. And then in the year 2000, I decided that, you know, well, I had for a long time wanted to move back to Ireland, so I went to my bank and got a bigger loan. I didn't tell them I was planning to leave the country, and if I had, they wouldn't have given me the money. And I moved back to Ireland at the end of that year. Started spending that money while I tried to get myself settled and get a job. I got a job, it didn't work out. Then I started being self-employed. And when it came to May 2002, I was in a really, really bad place. I was very stressed, very worried. I had €11,440 worth of debt, which would be $1,000. That might not seem like a lot of money, but I had no assets. I was working freelance. I had a bike that was in pretty bad shape, a push bike, and that was it. You know, there was no family home to fall back on because of my dad's debting. So, you know, there was no safety net really. You know, I was struggling to pay the rent. So I was in a pretty bad way. So when I walked into that first DA meeting, it was just an amazing experience for me, and things immediately started to get better after that first meeting, because what I found in DA was hope, and that was something that I hadn't had. And I'd be very critical of myself. I thought it was just something wrong with me that I couldn't handle my money where other people could handle their money. And then I realized there were other people who had the same problem. And I often say, you know, it felt to me like, you know, the bad news is, you know, you're actually an alien from outer space. But the good news is there's a whole bunch of other people here from your planet. And I felt very, you know, a very strong sense of belonging in the fellowship. Small as it was, there were only about four of us at the time. And I was the only woman. And that was a really good thing for me because I had a lot of resentment against men. And I didn't realize it, you know. I didn't really think, I tended to think of men as having something I wanted because I wanted a relationship with a man, but I didn't really think of them as friends or equals. And it really helped me in building healthy relationships on a platonic basis, and that was a really good thing for me. I remember I went to my first PRM, and I had been keeping my numbers for a while because I started keeping my numbers a couple of months before I found the meeting, and I had committed to not debting one day at a time, and so I was trying to live on €10 a week, And, you know, I had my first PRM, and they told me you're not really supposed to try and live on 10 euro per week, or per day, sorry, 10 euro per day. You know, you are actually supposed to look after yourself. And I had a lot of money. I had actually not a lot of money, but I had a bit of money in my business account because I had a separate business account for my I had a limited company for my freelance work. And you know, they suggested paying myself out of that, giving myself some money to live on. And I learned that, you know, I wasn't supposed to deprive myself. And one of the things I love about DA, one of the things that kind of, you know, makes me laugh, you know, I grew up in a house where we had a lot of money. Well, we didn't have a lot of money. We had a lot of things. We spent a lot of money. At one stage, we had a big house and sailing boats and things, but we'd never money for things like heating or, you know, school books or shoes, you know, things like that that you always seem to have to scrimp and save for. And clothes, buying clothes always seemed to me like you're a bad person when you're buying clothes, and when you bought clothes you had to feel guilty about it. And, you know, I learned from DA that you're supposed to buy clothes, you're supposed to wear clothes, and you have to buy them, and that's okay. And so I was you know, I worked on my spending plan, and one thing that I remember was very clearly was being asked, I was having a PRM with two men, and they asked me, you know, what about dating? Are you dating anybody? And I just burst into tears, and I felt so vulnerable and so alone. And so they suggested that I put, I think it was something like 2 euro a week. It was a small amount into my spending plan for coffee with an available man. I remember that distinctly. And all of the little things over the years then that I started to put into my spending plan, I found that when I put things in my spending plan in DA, it's amazing what happens. So I did meet someone who I'm now being married to for 10 and a half years, and I'm very, very happy with. At one stage, I was putting 5 euro a month into my spending plan for a car, and within a year and a half, I had a car. And I think that's an amazing tool, and how you start the little trickle, and you don't debt one day at a time, and you work the steps. And you give service, and then these incredible things happen. And working the steps just lifted such enormous weights off my shoulders in terms of guilt and shame, and it just given me enormous freedom. I've had my ups and downs in DA. In 2008, I shortly before I got married, I lost my solvency after having 5 years of solvency, just out of vagueness and just not keeping track of what I was spending, and just my current account, my checking account, overdrew. I'm now solvent 10 years, 10 and 15 days. I'm very, very grateful for that. And that's through the support of the fellowship and the other members that have managed to do that. But there have been a lot of ups and downs. When the recession hit, I lost a lot of work, and the work I was doing, the amount I would get for it went down. But I got together in an action group with a few other members. We used to meet once a week, and I just put out applications for things, and I ended up getting a full-time job, which I didn't think I wanted, but it worked out very well. I went in with a bit of humility and took an administrative role. There was a recession, and the kind of work I was doing, there wasn't much of anymore, so So I did something. I kind of took a slight step backwards to move forwards, but I progressed very quickly in the organization, and I'm now earning more than twice what I was when I first started there, and I've progressed really well. I have a disability as well, which has made things difficult for me. But any problems that I have, I can bring to a PRM, and I can get feedback from other members and suggestions. And I've managed to do a lot of things to help myself with my health through carrying out the actions that were suggested to me in my pressure meetings. And I recently moved to working a four-day week, which is fantastic, which has allowed me to get back a little bit more to some visions. I've got a visions group as well that I meet with on a Friday, which is the day that I'm not in my solvency job. And it's incredibly supportive, and we Skype each other, and we say it's around the prayer, and then we have a short share, and we check in various times during the day on our actions. So I feel very held in DA, very supported. One thing I really struggled with, is learning to reach out, but I'm getting better at that. And I find the more that I reach out, the easier things are. And I know when people reach out to me, it does me good. So I'm kind of coming out of isolation. I think DA getting is a disease of isolation. So DA in Ireland, we still have we have one meeting in Dublin, we have one meeting in Galway of DA, and we have also a BDA meeting in Dublin on a Wednesday. So things haven't grown really fast, but the main DA meeting in Dublin has got a lot of regular members and a lot of good solvency and a lot of service and a lot of sponsorship. And it took a long time, a lot, there weren't a lot of sponsors. But now, I was at the meeting yesterday, the Saturday meeting, there were 15 of us there. And, there are a lot of other people who weren't there on that particular day. So it's getting a lot stronger. And just great recovery, people working the steps. And it took me a long time to get a sponsor. I didn't have a sponsor for 16 years. I did try, maybe I could have tried harder, but now that I have a co-sponsor, and my recovery has really taken off. I also started a couple of years ago to do service at European Regional Intergroup, and I do find that the most service, I find it difficult to balance service because I have issues with my energy because of health issues, and I suppose everybody probably finds that hard. But I know that having increased my service or allowed my service certainly turbocharged my recovery, I think. It's very important to me nowadays that I do my prayer and meditation in the morning. It's not very long. I sit down and I do a bit of mindfulness meditation for about 7 minutes, and then I do about 4 minutes talking to my higher power, but it sets me up for the day. And then I've been doing that for nearly 2 years, and since July of last year, I've now got a regular practice of doing my 10th step in the evening as well. And that's made a huge difference to me.
5 minutes now.
And thanks very much. In lifting, the guilt and the shame, at the end of the day, I ask myself the questions. And it kind of, I just... you know, I review my day and I realize I'm not actually such a terrible person, you know, and where there are things where I've gone wrong, I know that I can make amends. So today, my life is no question a life beyond my wildest dreams. I live in a beautiful house close to the sea. I have a wonderful, loving husband, and I have a very, very sweet little dog, and I have vastly improved relationships with my family. I used to be considered kind of the family, you know, the person who couldn't handle her money, and now I'm the person people go to for advice about money, which is extraordinary. We're pretty close to paying off the mortgage on our home, which is amazing. And I have a net worth now of about €312,000. I have no more debts. I paid off my debts a long time ago. I couldn't even tell you when exactly it was. I remember a member saying to me once, you know, that, you know, it won't be such a big deal when you pay off your debts. It's just going to be like any other day. And I thought that sounded terrible. I was dying to pay off my debts, and I thought it'd be a big celebration, but actually it was like just another day. And it was just like just another day because I had stopped being ruled by my debts. It was just an amount that went out of my account every month that I used to pay off. I wasn't depriving to pay off my debts. I was just working my program, and it was just like any other day, and very serene, and that was good. And next Sunday, I've written a play, and next Sunday there's going to be a stage reading of that play. So a lot of vision stuff coming through for me, and I feel part of a fellowship, and I feel a value. And it's all down to DA. DA has saved my life, absolutely no question. The only time in my life that I ever felt suicidal was over money. Around the time that I finished college. So I now have a life filled with meaning and purpose, as it says in the promises. And it's down to people like yourselves who are listening, who have given me the fellowship. And the encouragement and the example. So that's it. That's me. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Allison.